Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The time between the Transfiguration and the Resurrection is my favorite season of the church year, stretching from mountaintop to mountaintop with the valley in between. The Transfiguration serves as the perfect transition from Epiphany, the season of Christ's self-revelation, to Lent, the season of preparation. As the vision of Christ's transfiguration fades, he sets his face toward Jerusalem and the cross, and we bury the Alleluia, that exclamation of praise and joy, and begin our preparations for the crucifixion. Our mood shifts with Jesus, our joy restrained as we turn to acknowledge our sins as the reason for Christ's suffering and death. The journey of Lent is heavy and tiresome, trudging at times as the weight of the cross bears down upon us. Too often life seems the same. We journey this life weighed down by sins and its effects upon us. We endure cold weather, ice and snow. We deal with decay of the things that we create and build. We experience fractured relationships with coworkers, friends, families, spouses. We suffer the death of loved ones. Our own minds and bodies betray and fail us with mental or physical illnesses. At times, our lives seem so fragile, ready to fall apart. So why would we willingly walk with Jesus into the suffering of the cross? Why would we dare follow Jesus into the valley of sorrow as he descends from the mountain and makes his way to Jerusalem? Why would we dare follow Jesus into death? On the top of that mountain, Peter woke from his slumber, and when his eyes were opened, he beheld the glory of Jesus. Face transfigured, clothes dazzling white, talking with Moses and Elijah, and out of his mouth came these words, "Master, it is good that we are here." And indeed it was good that Peter, John, and James were able to look upon the glory of Christ, though not for the reason Peter thought. You see, Peter wanted to capture the glory of Christ, to never allow it to depart from that mountain. Peter didn't want to face the pain and sorrow that Jesus had already revealed laid ahead of for him and all of his disciples. And so if Peter could just build a tabernacle on top of that mountain in which the glory of Christ would dwell, then they would never have to leave that mountain and could bask in the glory of Christ forever. But the transfiguration was not meant to last forever. It was a glimpse into the glory of Christ given only for a moment, meant to strengthen Peter, John, and James for what lay in the valley below. Even in the midst of the transfiguration, Jesus was talking with Moses and Elijah about his departure, his death, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. The glimpse of his glory was to give strength to the disciples, to remind them of who Jesus is, that he is worthy of their trust, that he is, as Peter had recently confessed, the Christ of God. Jesus knew what he was doing. He knew where he was going, and he knew what laid on the other side. A glory even more glorious than what the disciples witnessed on that mount, what the disciples witnessed in that transfiguration. For through the cross lay the glory of the resurrection. It was not only good for Peter, John, and James to be there to witness Christ's transfiguration, but it is also good for us too, as we get ready to trudge into that heaviness of Lent. We are given the glimpse of Christ's glory, to remind us why we dare follow Jesus through the valley and to the cross, why we dare confess our own sins and face our own mortality. We dare because He is the Son of God, and He is going to that cross to die for us, to die for our sins, those very sins which weigh us down and even kill us. Much more than that, on the other side of the cross, He is going to raise for us in triumphant glory, never to die again. We go with Jesus as He leads us to the cross, knowing and fully confident that we will go with Him through the cross into the glory of that resurrection, the glory of new life where sin and death can no longer harm or harass us. That glory was given to us when we received the benefits of His death and resurrection in our baptisms. And that glory gives us the strength to face each day in this fallen world. For we know that the same glory that was hidden in Christ now lies hidden in us, given to us through faith. We are strengthened for the road that lies ahead as we continue in this life weighed down by sin, because we know that in Christ our sin has already been conquered and done away with. And we are simply waiting, waiting for that day when Christ returns in all His glory and to finally reveal that glory as hidden in us. But until then, we must continue on. We must continue toward the cross. Amen.